Hello.
Hi, Lewis.
Yeah.
Lewis, this is Seth Peterson. I hope I didn't catch you at a bad time.
Who was this?
Seth Peterson, we last spoke about a property you own in Richmond on South Battle Bridge Drive.
Okay.
I was just following up to see if you guys are planning to sell it now.
That's a thought that came through my mind.
It's a thought that came to your mind.
Yeah.
Glad to hear that. And what's stopping you, if I may ask, from selling it?
I don't know what it's worth.
You don't know what it's worth. All right. And are you currently living in this property, or is this a rental home for you?
Yeah, I live in it.
And let's say both parties agree on a price. What is your timeline looking like to move? Do you have another place where you can move?
I can find one. I'm not worried about that.
Mm-hmm. And would you need funds from this property to move into the other one?
That's the purpose of it.
Okay. Can you tell me a bit about the property? Any recent updates you made to it?
In
the past 24 months or so?
Did the basement over totally.
Okay.
Made it a man cave. Floors down, new TV, LED lighting through almost the whole house.
Okay.
A new toilet and two bathrooms, new bathrooms and a toilet. I put down a couple of vinyl floors. And I've been doing some stuff, yes.
Okay, so you redid the basement, you set up a man cave, new LED lighting, two new bathrooms, and vinyl flooring?
Yeah.
And all of this was done, let's say, in 12 to 14 months?
Yeah.
Or more?
Less. I want to say maybe a year.
Okay. All right. And it's a 3-bed, 3-bath house, correct? 2,268 square feet?
Yep.
All right. Is this a single family home or is that a condo?
It's a townhouse.
It's a townhouse. Got it.
It's a townhouse. So I got a question. How does that work? Okay, so me and my ex-wife had got the house, and we bought the house in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on a second. I got a 134-48 outbound. So we ended up getting a divorce we separated 2015.
Mm-hmm.
We got a divorce 2013. The divorce was final. I was awarded the house. The judge gave me the house, but her name is still on it because of the mortgage loan. I couldn't get the mortgage loan turned over because me and her was going through a divorce,
mm-hmm.
So I couldn't get the house refinanced. So. How does that work if I decide to sell a house? Because the divorce decree says I was awarded the house. And I've been paying the mortgage in the house. So I've been paying all the bills. She don't pay no debt. She don't live this. She haven't lived this since 2015. How does that part work? Hello?
Correct.
Yeah, hello, I can't hear what you were. Did you say now?
I was saying that you were awarded the house and you have been making all the payments for mortgage and everything.
Yes.
All right. You know, what I'll do, Lewis, is we have a guy, his name is Zach. He's our numbers guy, basically. And he'll be better suited to answer all of your questions. I will go ahead and set up a time with you.
Okay.
so that he can give you a call, you know, once he runs his numbers and we can give it a shot. So do you have any availability today or tomorrow that he can give you a call?
He can call me, but give him my other number to call me.
Sure.
Because this number, I be getting so many freaking, I don't answer my phone because there's just so many spam calls. It's just overbearing, you know?
I totally get that, man.
Like the spam calls, they keep calling, they're calling, they don't want nothing, and it's just overbearing. So I don't even answer the phone most of the time because I'm just tired of the phone calls, you know?
Understand.
It's 646.
646.
923.
923.
4898.
4898. And should he give you a call today or tomorrow? What do you prefer?
He can call me today. I'll just try to figure out when you say numbers, what do you mean by when you say numbers? What the house is worth, what I owe on it type of thing?
Actually, you know, I just got a confirmation from you that you are interested in selling it. Now he will look at the property, you know, check out the area, what properties are going for, you know, do the homework first before he can give you a call, because we like to save time, you know, so that you don't have to be on the phone for hours. Instead,
right.
We do our homework first and then we give you a call.
Okay. Because like I said, my thing is this, like I said, I've been in the house since 2005. I did renovations upstairs in my bedroom. When I first moved in, I did the bathroom up there. I did the shower and things like that. I did stuff then, and then just recently I started doing more stuff. And they appraised my property at $107 per square feet. But I think that number is way off. My house never been appraised out of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But then my two next door neighbors sold their houses, and their houses is worth like $118 to $125 per square feet. And I'm just trying to figure out how come mine is not, because no one's been there to appraise it. That's why that's like that, because they're assuming that it's like it was before, because I got all stainless steel refrigerator, a dishwasher, stove, hood range. And like I said, I did LED lights all through the first floor, the second floor. I'm about on the third floor. I did some. I haven't finished though.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I got brand new windows in the house. I put brand new windows in the house like maybe 10 years ago.
Right.
I put a brand new screen door on and things. I've been doing stuff around the house, and I also put a back fence on the house because the fence it was the fence there on each side, but I just closed it in. You understand?
Right. Yeah, Louis. To be honest, we buy a couple of houses every week, and we, you know, do a good amount of effort to make sure that, you know, we try to buy houses that have been kept up and taken good care of, because
okay.
It gives them a good value. Plus, you know, it's nice to see people taking care of their homes.
Right. I've been doing that then, so I ain't worried about that. Only thing I didn't do in my house is my kitchen, and my kitchen is the last thing that I want to do because, like I said, the kitchen is the most expensive part of everything, you know?
Agreed. I just redid mine.
Yeah, and then, like I said, when I got the house, they put a brand new air conditioning unit outside, but that's been there for a little while. Well, like, I get what you're saying, but like I said, the kitchen is the next thing I would like to do. If I stay there, if I don't, I'm not worried about it. The kitchen is not in bad shape, to be honest.
Uh-huh.
So, all right, well, you just get back to me. Call me that other number. If you don't get that answer, other number, you can call this number.
Okay. And one last thing, Louis. I saw that you tried to list this property in 2020 as well. If you don't mind answering, like, didn't you get a good price you were looking for, or what was the case?
Like I said, when me and my wife was going through a divorce, I was about to lose the house, so I had to go file bankruptcy to keep my house and pay all the debt that I accrued with her because we was going through a divorce and the house was in both our, the house was set up with both of our information. You understand?
Okay.
Financially. Then when she left, I was paying for everything myself, and I couldn't just do it all by myself, so I had to file bankruptcy. bankruptcy. My bankruptcy actually be over in January of next year.
Okay, understood. Thank you for that. All right, I'll ask Zach to hopefully give you a call today. If not, then by tomorrow morning. All right?
Yeah, all right, thank you.
No problem. Thank you, Lewis. Have a good day.
You too.